This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's good to be with you. Hope you've had a great time up until this point. Great interview opportunity here. Sister Carrie Berner. Her website is clergyvictim.com, clergyvictim.com. She's become quite an internet sensation all across YouTube, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of views across the platform, telling her story of abuse on herself and seeing other abuse around her, doing something about it, and going deep down the rabbit hole in the Vatican and what is going on at the heart there in Vatican City. And the nefarious plans that they got. Divine Challenge is her new book. You can now order it. You can pre-order. It is now ready to ship or just about ready to ship. Clergyvictim.com. Check out the book, Divine Challenge. Very happy to welcome back to the broadcast, Sister Carrie Berner. Sister Carrie, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a sensational story. There's no question, but that doesn't mean it's not true, and it certainly doesn't mean it's not important, because it's both of those things. From your perspective, tell us a little bit about yourself, just briefly, and why you came to know about this information.
Okay, well, we had a previous show about a month ago, so I won't get into too much detail, but essentially, I converted to Roman Catholicism in my senior year of high school, and then immediately went into a convent in order to become a nun. That's why I became Catholic in the first place, and was in the convent for about 5 years, give or take, then felt a calling to the contemplative life, had the approval of my superior, went out to become a contemplative, particularly a hermit, and you have to be tutored into that. So I basically had a spiritual grounding at a monastery at St. Joseph's Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts. For over 2.5 years, I had their spiritual direction there by a variety of priests, but mainly Father Dennis O'Brien and Father Isaac Healy. And so basically what happened was, in the interaction with a monk priest during a spiritual advisement session, The monk priest lunges out, grabs my left breast, and that turns into a whole other can of worms that ends up opening up. And so at that point, I eventually ended up having to go to court, and I lost in the criminal court. This was the state of Massachusetts versus Joseph Chukong in the year 2003, March 13th. And so at that point, that's when I realized I need to figure out, what am I a part of? And so I basically fought with the Board of Bar Overseers and found out that Attorney Murata was basically very cooperative with the church. And that's when I saw, after further and further investigation, there's much bigger plans going on here. And then I was exposed to about 7 or 8 years being a victim advocate in a private capacity. I ended up going to the state house in Boston to assist with passing laws and testifying in front of the Judiciary Committee. And I met up with SNAP Survivors Network for those abused by priests, and Mary T. Jean of the Worcester Voice, and found out that things were really worse. I mean, it wasn't staying at the sexual abuse level. This stuff was going into tearing down the fabric of who we are as a country. And these priests are basically under foreign powers. They have swore their allegiance to a foreign potentate. And the Pope is not just some, you know, pretty looking bishop out in Rome. He really is actually the king of Rome. And that seat is still situated there in Rome, in Vatican City. So when I realized, I went to fight and expose this whole thing, it hit the newspapers. You can go to the website, as was stated, clergyvictim.com, Transforming Victims into Victors. And you can get the book. Hashtag Divine Challenge is a good way to search for that if you have a hard time. Hashtag Divine Challenge. And so at this stage, after 7 years of working in the field of helping others.
Sister Carrie, let me interject right here real quick. One, I think it's probably clear that there's a difference between Catholics, and they have a certain faith, and then the Catholic Church and the hierarchy of Catholic Church. I want to make sure that's clear to our audience. You know, we have great Catholic people who listen. You know, Judy in West Virginia is one, you know, is able to talk to her. She's a very devout Catholic, but has a problem with the Pope. So there's a clear difference. The other question I wanted to have for you, recently with the abortion debate, Cuomo in New York, he's a Catholic. The bishops around New York had threatened to excommunicate him for his role in signing that legislation to basically murder babies. And then the hierarchy, the upper echelon, supposedly the Pope himself probably got involved at some level. They stopped the whole thing and said, no, wait a minute, we're not excommunicating Governor Cuomo. Is there that much power, that much disconnect between what the priests in America even want to do with the Pope?
Excellent question. As far as normal Catholics, you know, Joe Sixpack in the pew, and regular Catholics that are just devout to Christ, they are not lumped up in the same lump with these people. As mentioned in the book, Malachi Martin's Windswept House, what Malachi Martin is pointing to is the prelature or the bishoprics or all of these people that have power that are at the Vatican, and most of them are Freemasons or practicing, you know, other some form of occult rituals. So, Catholics are excluded from that. There's no ill feelings whatsoever towards the typical Catholic. In regards to Cuomo and all of that, the Vatican's policy, they have a secret but true policy and an open but false policy. So what is secret but true but is supporting of what Cuomo is doing, because he wouldn't be doing it unless he had paymasters somewhere. So the Roman Church is exposing its true self in allowing this sort of thing to continue and to move on. They're basically, as Malachi Martin illustrates in his book, they're Satan worshiping. That's what they do, and that's what this is all about. If it was just about the rights of a woman, that would be different. But this is about the slaughter, the wholesale slaughter of in genocide. It's part of the whole plan that they've had arranged for a very long time, for over 200 years, as far as I know.
Now, we've had former Satanists on this show, former occult people. Basically, all of them have said that the linchpin of control, a spiritual control of the basically gateway, Luciferian gateway into America, American life, comes through pedophilia and abortions. Is that jive with what you've seen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't even have to stay there. It can branch off into other things, because the pedophilia ends up into actual murder. That's what I discovered when I was in the Survivors Network for those abused by priests. I was beside myself encountering real evidence of real murders that were taking place, because these bishops were afraid that these kids would come out and tell the truth, to the point where you've got bishops smashing kids' heads in with big stones. Okay. So, and this is all, you can find all this. There's plenty of data about this. Jim Rothstein gets into this sort of thing, former detective New York. He was on Greg Sismansky's show. There's plenty of evidence to back all this up. Wonderful, wonderful, powerful compendium is Randy Engel's Rite of Sodomy. It's a very voluminous book, and since I've been sharing her book around everywhere, it's gone from $100 to over $680 on Amazon. So you might want to get one while it still exists. But basically what the compendium does is it shows wherever the hotbeds are, like if it's New York or Philadelphia or Boston. Worcester's not been uncapped. I'm the one that's really kind of really unleashed what's happening in Worcester. But, so it's murder, and it's the ritual abuse, and they even go after older women and men who are quote-unquote damaged goods. So they pursue that. They don't just stick with the children. It's wholesale.
Another question. Many times I relate to movies so much because, one, I watch a lot of movies, but they seem to be able to take an issue, especially like this. Nobody even wants to think about this. Any decent person certainly doesn't want to think about this if they don't have to, or if they feel compelled to help somebody. Normally, people don't want to think about this, but movies help to bring it into a certain realm where it begins to open our eyes and be able to see things. The movie Spotlight, which came out, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, about the abuse there in Boston. How accurate is that movie? Is it real accurate? Is this go too far, not far enough, what?
It didn't go far enough, but that's okay. Mitchell Garabedian, I actually know him, the featuring attorney in the movie, Mitchell Garabedian, personally. And but there's reasons they couldn't go far enough, because you want to be able to have it, an audience be able to capture what's going on and not lose the audience. So, no, Spotlight was tremendous, the tremendous work. I actually know a lot of the people personally that were featured in the movie, the actors, and absolutely that which they did show was very accurate, in my opinion, as far as my experience having known these people through the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests program.
So, basically, there was a whole network. It's rampant. I mean, what percentage would you put on it? Priests that are out there, like in a diocese like Boston, what percentage of the priests were involved somehow in this abuse, would you say?
I couldn't guess, because the numbers change upon further investigation. You're only getting the tip of the iceberg, too, at this point. So if I were to revisit that, I would have to look up the new numbers and get more refined information. But really, we only have the tip of the iceberg on this.
Would it be enough to say... at this point, it's enough to stun you? It's enough to shock you?
Oh, definitely. One priest you can find, there's one priest, for instance, you know, had abused over 300 boys. Okay, so this is definitely infecting the community. There's no question about it.
What is this? We got about a minute or so before the break. Before we go more in detail, just on a macro level, what is this doing to the fabric of our country?
It basically is destroying us from within, and rape is a weapon of genocide. That is an absolute fact.
How do you mean?
In the UN, there's actually documents, which I didn't pull up, but it's basically rape is used to tear down a nation. You get enough people who are so post-traumatic because of this sort of thing, it's very tough for people to go to work. It's hard for them to function. It hurts the wider family, wider community. There was a congresswoman who did an entire analysis on that. And that is in an archive somewhere, but basically it is meant to destroy the fabric of communities. Most people, 99% of these abused people, survivors, they will find a way to kill themselves in a hard way or a soft way, whether it's through drugs or other forms of harmful things that they end up doing to themselves. Very few people live through this experience, because the clergy is a very different kind of abuse. It's spiritual and sexual, and it completely... It's a much bigger...
It takes away all trust. You know, it's not like some random person that, abducted you. This is a position of trust. This is God. Basically, God abused you, more or less. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, more. Sister Carrie, Divine Challenge is the name of the book. Clergyvictim.com is where you can get it. Please check it out. More with Sister Carrie on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're talking to Sister Carrie. Divine Challenge is the name of her new book. ClergyDictum.com is where you can get it. Sister Carrie, let's pivot away from the movies and stuff like that, at least for a second. Let's go back to your experience. You began to be an advocate for abuse victims. You began to peer down the rabbit hole. Tell us a little bit about your involvement. What did you start to see within the Catholic Church that disturbed you so, so bad?
Well, if I couldn't get a remedy, and my situation was just a boob grab, okay, that was basically an indecent assault, sexual assault and battery of over the age of 14, according to Massachusetts general laws. If I couldn't even get a remedy, and all I was asking for was just that the priest wouldn't work with women, then obviously they're not going to be opening their doors to finding ways to helping other people. And the kind of crimes that were coming to my desk, I was completely becoming aware. John Stobierski approached me when I was at the State House, and bottom line, he said, I have clients of St. Joseph's Abbey who are victims, and I need your help. And I said, well, I'm not getting on any witness stand, but I will tell you the inner workings of the monastery, to find out that in the course of these discussions, the priests up at St. Joseph's Abbey who were doing this, they were grooming people in the confessional to find out if they were damaged goods. And these were older people. They weren't children. But because their self-esteem was so not there, and they didn't have a strong sense of where they were, where they're at in their healing, the priest would basically groom them and use them in satanic rituals, which involved urine, blood, and all of
all
the
right.
others.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay. So you mentioned the word grooming, and we've seen that in Britain, United Kingdom, there's a lot of quote-unquote Muslim grooming gangs for white slavery, that kind of thing. We hear that word grooming. Now you're saying, okay, say that again and go over what this means.
So basically, the way the information came to me, and it came directly from victims and attorneys, okay, so I'm not breaching any confidence on this stuff, that the priest, Father Edward John Mullaney, in particular, this one I can speak to, basically would ask to find out, because he had many, many victims, not just one, okay? He was proficient in his skill. And so one of the questions that would come up in the confessional with him as the priest would be, were you abused as a child? And that person who's on the other side of the confession screen, or in this case, I don't think they used the screen, it was face-to-face, they would open their hearts up, and Edward John Mullaney, they call him EJ, they gain this false confidence in this priest. He would say, well, I'm going to help you get through those healings, and that could be a burden that could even be causing you an obstacle in your marriage and all of this stuff. So he had tremendous ability to do mind control over these people. And I know more than one personally.
So then you said rituals. Rituals where? Inside the Catholic Church? Where?
Oh, it was right outside in the Abbey property. He would lay down tarpaulin and have sex with them right in the woods. And he would make sure, and it wasn't even normal, like heterosexual. But anyway, we won't get into details. But bottom line is, he would make sure that if he's having sex with so-and-so at 2, that the two women would never intersect. So that he would make sure there was like a half an hour in between when he was doing this to one girl, and then, you know, 2 hours later, he'd have someone else coming in for their quote-unquote therapy session.
All right. So you're talking about ritualistic. Is this just this one random priest, or is this pervasive?
No, it was pervasive. It's pervasive.
And now we're talking, when you say rituals and Catholic Church, I start thinking of Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, and that level. I mean, are we talking that level, or is this, what are we doing here?
Well, this guy wasn't as sophisticated. I mean, he would go to the Copper Lantern? I don't know the name of it. It's a hotel. And he would ask his victims to go there, too, and they would meet in the hotel room. But basically, he would ask them for their certain biological, you know, fluids and stuff. So he could do very strange things with those items while that he's no longer in the presence of that person. And it's basically what it is, if people go in and they study this more deeply, what it is they're giving up a layer of their soul through this activity. And anyone who studies the satanic rituals, they would know if you're going to cut off a part of your hair, or if you're going to, you know, do something ritualistically, which is basically conveying obedience to this therapist or this healer, or in this case, this deranged person, then that's what they're doing. They're engaging and giving layers of their soul away to this person so they'd be completely subjugated.
You know, I'm sorry that we are talking about this, and I know there's a lot of sensitive people that listen, and please, I should have probably said something from the beginning, you know, kind of censor your children or what have you. But unfortunately, this is where we are in the year 2019 in America, that we probably need to talk about these things, and we are with Sister Carrie. ClergyVictim.com on the other side. Divine Challenges, the book. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is currently en route to El Paso, Texas, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president will be drumming up support for the border wall, but before leaving, the president spoke about our current wall situation.
We We've actually started a big, big portion of wall today in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded. Construction, which I know a lot about, has begun, and it's a much better wall, much stronger wall, and a much less expensive wall than we've been building.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is apologizing for her remarks she made about Israel and Republicans. Congresswoman Omar suggested that Republican support for Israel is fueled by donations from a pro-Israel group. Omar said she never intended to offend her constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, we got, of course, the vaccine CD set. Sherry Rogers, a whole year worth of interviews on sale. Any of the other shows that you want, you can request, and we can make copies for you and mail them to you. You can share them. Easy way to share. Great tool. And we got vaccine information sheets to go along with those CDs. Vitamir, 10% off. Robert Tactalian will be here later this week. Eye Complex. So many people having great results with the Eye Complex. And it's such an easy thing you can test. If you take it, you know, your night vision, you can see, you can literally see in, I don't know, a week or two, you can start to see your eyesight at night improve. And then you know something's going on. And then you can continue taking it. Cardio Miracle, John Hewitt will be here later this week. I think my mother-in-law is going to come tell her story. And she's the real reason that we have that product. And we want things that work and help people. We've gotten so many good responses by the audience. You have really responded to the Cardio Miracle, to the nitric oxide. So that'll be later this week. So check that out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 9829. Sister Carrie's written a new book, Divine Challenge. Her website is clergyvictim.com. In the beginning of the book, she quotes from the Bible. This is from Matthew chapter 10. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. And it goes on to talk about the sparrows. For the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than of the sparrows and of anything else, despite what these Gaia-loving Green Deal worshiping. You know, you can crack a egg of a bald eagle, and they'll have you right in jail. But you can, now in New York, you can basically kill a living baby. I mean, think about how upside down that is. But we're here screaming about it and shouting it from the rooftops. And Sister Carrie's, she's received a lot of resistance, as you can expect from this. It's a minor miracle that her life is even in her hands. Still, she's still breathing in this world, and she has a mission, and you can feel that and feel that passion in this story. Sister Carrie, let's continue. We don't need too many more details. We've got about 20, 25 minutes left in the broadcast. Let's keep going further. You began to see a pattern of abuse, satanic abuse, the grooming, widespread, is that too much of a word? Do you say it's widespread among, or is that a good word? Widespread among the priests?
Definitely, absolutely. No question. No question in my mind. And it's gotten worse. They have greater things now. They're not just doing the sexual abuse. They've integrated technology into that.
Let's go further. Go ahead and finish your thought, and then I want to go further what you begin to discover, or even past that.
Absolutely. So basically, ever since the abuse, the situation that happened with me in 2001 with the priest, I have noticed that all of my activities were tracked. And I figured after 8 years of dealing with the issue in Massachusetts, having tried to, bring all of these matters to light, my own phone was tapped. I had, the Spencer New Leader, David Doerr, come in my home and tell me, that my phone is being tapped and that I should find a way to communicate differently other than the phone line.
How did he know your phone was tapped?
He ended up calling me. I called him. No, I visited him and dropped a whole, skew of paperwork on his desk at the Spencer New Leader. And he called me within 20 minutes. So as soon as I got home, I picked up the phone, and he said, well, when can we sit down and have the interview? And we scheduled the time. When we all came together to have the interview, David asked me, he said, well, within that time that we were scheduling to set this up to meet together, did you speak with anyone within the first 20 minutes? And I said no, because everybody was still at work. So I called my sister about an hour and a half later to tell her that this is what's going to happen and I'd like her support so that she could be there with me. And so he said, well, someone just called me from St. Joseph's Abbey threatening my life if I take your story on. He said, please not use your phone. Use another phone. Get it. And I didn't have a cell phone at the time. I didn't know any of that stuff. So he said, then don't take, don't publish it if you're going to get in trouble. He said, no, I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you. He says, I'm used to this. I'm a journalist. So he published it and so forth. And it's interesting that Edward John Mullaney was the spokesperson for St. Joseph's Abbey in that actual news article. Edward John Mullaney was the one, the publicist who was speaking to David Doerr, commenting in that. So anyway, now I end up leaving. I leave Massachusetts in 2009, January, and I go down to Texas. A couple years go by. I thought I'm minding my business, and I'm seeing St. Joseph's Abbey on my website, downloading interviews, downloading documents, downloading things almost every single year. They were continuing to visit my website. So I'm like, that's really strange. I'm not doing anything. I'm minding my business. I'm being quiet. And then it basically ends up where I end up going into a surgery, and I find out that very sophisticated poisonings were done to me from the year 2011 up until 2016, late 2016 in December. a total of 9 times. So it was not a minor miracle. It's a major miracle. I'm still here. And all of this is proven and evidenced with over $400,000 worth of Raman spectroscopy, EDS, FTIR. All of these very sophisticated testings were done. And so specifically, it says here that in Kiri Berner's case, it was used as a bioweapon. This is from July 2015, written by toxicologist Dr. Hildegard Stanninger. She says here it was used as a bioweapon, chemical weapon, a weapon of mass destruction with specific parameters. This is what she's talking about, the nanotechnology that's weaponized that was found in my body, used to give her rabbit fever, leukemia, breast cancer, colon cancer, as well as the use of nanosilicon neurospheroid technology used to violate her privacy, to damage her permanently, and to cause her death. And it goes on to the reason why. The reason why this was deployed against me was because I exposed St. Joseph's Abbey and the founder, that she says here, that the earmarks of Jesuit attack are also seen in that Fordham University pioneered the use of nanotechnology and is one of the leading authorities on the subject, that according to Kiri Berner's testimony, and there's the docket number, both priests who testified against her were either graduates, affiliates, or professors at Fordham University. Appian heard Kiri Berner mentioning her concern that St. Joseph's Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts was involved, and that the same abbey had a founder by the name of J. Peter Grace, who is also known as one of the leaders involved in Project Paperclip, an operation that furnished a way to assist German doctors of the Third Reich evade the Nuremberg trials, while also assisting in protecting those involved in mind control experience, etc. So she basically says she believes I'm sound mind, my concerns are legitimate, and so on. And now, this is because I exposed the presence of the name. It says, ad gloriam Dei optimi maximi in honorum, it basically says in English, to the glory of God Most High and honor of the Blessed Virgin, Mother of God, Mary, founder of our order, of sweet memory, founder of our abbey, Joseph Peter Grace, and his wife, Mary Margaret. This man is basically a Nazi, and he's being commemorated on the side of this altar. That's officially where the sacraments take place, on this altar every day at St. Joseph's Abbey. When I exposed this, that's when things really got dangerous.
All right. Let me go back here. So basically, you exposed the connection between, all the way back to Nazis, Operation Paperclip with the universities, with the Catholic Church, that there was a pretty strong thread going between all of them. And at the heart is this abuse and the control mechanisms going through the Catholic Church. Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half or so, 2 minutes maybe, before break. In the last, okay, I don't want to cut it in between. We got about a minute to go. Go ahead and finish your thought. We got about a minute before break.
Bottom line, I was poisoned 9 times with intent to kill. It's proven. So this is the bottom line. I'm alive. God's given me the grace to be alive. And so therefore, I've come across more documentation where regular people that are going through their experience, they're dealing with nanotechnology, but in their food and other products. So I never had any intention to study nanotechnology, but when there was a military-grade weapon used against me, I started to look further. In my looking further, I had contacts in government, and 2 of them handed me the document Nanodomestic Quell, which evidences that there is a secret program, June 2013, called Nanodomestic Quell, which is for the purposes of infecting the American population by design, through their food and water, municipal water supplies.
Okay, this is huge. This is beyond huge. This is such a big, this is not speculation. This is government documents tracing this back. This is massive, ladies and gentlemen. We are going on a break. Sister Kiri Berner, the book is Divine Challenge. You get the book at Clergy Victim. And your book is telling all this story in much more detail, correct, Sister Kiri?
Only up until my leaving the Catholic Church.
Okay. So we got about 1 segment left. We've got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. On the other side, we'll continue this. Where are we? What can we do? Sister Kiri Berner, stay tuned.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
One more segment with Sister Carrie. People like her who are willing to put her life on the line is what's made the difference always in our country. You know, even going back to the beginning. So we're very glad to have her. Divine Challenge is the name of the book. It goes up until about the mid-2000s, and the story, it's continuing here. And clergyvictim.com is the website. You can buy the book. Sister Carrie, you talked about this document, a government document that supposedly in June 2013 there was a program, a nano domestic quell. Can flesh that out a little bit. Talk to our audience about how this bombshell this is.
Well, this document came into my possession. I first was researching nanotech, and this document showed up on the Dr. Bill Wells website. I downloaded it, and then someone in the Department of Defense sent me this document, and I said, wow, this is real. So how I verified it was I went on to centerforfoodsafety.org and researched Pepsi Cola, Nestle, Chicago, Danone, Coca-Cola, and the others are just water municipal locations. And I did research on there and found, in fact, that this place, the Center for Food Safety, had tested the Pepsi Cola, et cetera, to find out that, in fact, there was nanotechnology found in these products. So others might say, well, the nano domestic quail is not the original document. It's not true, but yet it has furnished us with true information therein. Now, so therefore, I have actually contacted the Center for the Department of Defense, the head of it, and through a FOIA request. And this is what I received just a couple, 17 January 2019. I sent this out around there, give or take. It says, Dear Ms. Bruno, we received your FOIA request, 16 January 2019, seeking all records pertaining to any programs relating to the use of nanotechnology in foods or municipal water supplies from the years of 1st January 2013 through 16 January 2019. Your request is being processed in accordance with Title V USC Subsection 552 FOIA and Privacy Act and Executive Order 13526. Etc. Executive Order 13526 is basically saying we're going to dole out and give you the information that which is declassified or unclassified material. So they're basically not denying that there's classified materials on this subject matter, and therefore they're going to provide me with that which is not classified. And they have to go to great lengths. They have to go, it says the actual processing time for these documents will depend upon consultation with other DOD components, statewide, overseas, and other agencies. So that to me confirms in fact that this nano domestic quail or programs like it do in fact exist. Another thing that's of interest to your audience might be there's writings that I received from healthyholisticliving.com. Says here, very little risk assessment has been done on nanotechnology for the reasons expressed by nano food industry. We do not want to alarm consumers. Article, how nanotechnology is extending our food supply link here. Then it goes on. A June 17, 2009 article by Food Navigator is quoted saying nanotechnology is the new asbestos, et cetera, and it goes on. Dr. David Bennett, who's a veteran biochemist, according to a European Commission project on the ethics of nanotechnology, is quoted saying, very little risk assessment has been done on this area, even on some products already entering the market, and it's open question whether it will be done. The lack of proper assessment of nanotechnology, quote, scares me shitless. So this is a doctor.
I'm getting a little scared myself. So scary. Let's pause 1 second. Basically, what this means is that some sort of nanotechnology has been placed in foods already, and that it's used to do what? What are we talking? What's the brass tacks here?
This is to saturate the organ systems within the human bioorganism to morph the DNA and hook the person up to a singularity AI. I was hooked to a SCADA system.
Whoa! Oh my gosh! Hold on. Okay, so you're saying that this program is to morph the DNA, change the DNA, I guess a little bit at a time, then it goes into your body and starts to change your DNA so that then you're more ready to hook up, so you're automatically hook up. I mean, explain this. How did you find this out? And is the Catholic Church at the heart of this?
Okay. All right. Yes. Here's the thing. The Catholic Church is behind it. You can go to Leo Zagami's conversation with Tom Horn on a DVD called True Legends, The Unholy Sea. It's a DVD.
Right.
Leo talks to people that are in contact with Zechariah Sitchin before he passed away, and Corrado Balducci was actually involved. The book Exo Vaticana by Chris Putnam and Tom Horn, excellent book. It outlines how the Vatican is involved with this. It goes into the astrobiology conferences that are held at the Vatican, and Jesuits do attend, namely Daniel P. Sheehan, who is actually one of the main speakers on this, and Project Lucifer, the telescopes in Arizona, Guy Cosmigliano, who's a top Jesuit astronomer. He's actually described in the True Legend series and Genesis 6 productions and so forth, tying the connection between what the Vatican's involvement is with looking up in the stars for what's coming and in connection with this whole morphing in the DNA. Now, the how they do this with the DNA is they introduce a signal to us. In particular, that's why they're trying to get the 5G up and running, and they're already doing it in many places, and also terahertz and other military wave bands. And that will cause the nanotechnology to replicate within the body so that it becomes the actual transmitting capability is actually met on the other end in the body.
Okay. Now, we've had other people talk about our DNA, that our DNA is an antenna and it's a signal as much as anything else. Like it broadcasts, it receives. So they're tapping into that DNA, that broadcast reception, and they're basically tapping into our soul here. Is that what you're saying?
For soul harvesting purposes, absolutely. Nanotechnology.
So define that. What does that mean? I've heard of a soul harvest. What does that mean?
In science, nanotechnology is proven under the microscope, when applying these signals and et cetera, it actually sucks out your oxygen and your light, your photons, out of your body. So it can't, it's using your body as a host. In my case, it was using my body as a battery. And I'm the only known survivor.
Okay. We have literally like a minute and a half. Solutions. Divine Challenge is the book. Solutions.
Okay, so that Divine Challenges for the Sexual Abuse Solutions for this particular matter is everyone needs to be educated. My story, From Targeted to Free, Love is the Answer. It's a DVD, part 1 of 2. You're going to learn how I gathered the facts, shielded myself, and my remedies. The DVD is available. That's part 1 is already made. It's up on my website, clergyvictim.com. Hashtag targeted, TARGETED, number 2, and then free. And then I'm going to be making number 2. I'm actually finishing that up, the production of that. But the big picture is we cannot be in fear. We have to be close to Christ. We've got to be close to God right now. And the more of us that learn about this stuff, if I have before and after evidence that I'm no longer connected to this AI singularity, you can be.
Well, you're on Skype, so anytime the music plays, that's what happens. Sister Carrie, it's been an absolute pleasure. We got to get that, Catherine, we got to get her to get that DVD. We got to put the link up or what have you. Let's get a copy of that, at least so we can preview it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. The solution is to get your mind right. February 23rd, this month, the 23rd, we got that Day of Mourning. Dayofmourning.org, check that out. Sister Carrie, it's been an absolute pleasure. God bless you. Clergyvictim.com is your website.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, take this information and do with it however you feel inspired. Don't go in fear, but fear those who can trap your body and soul. So, as the scriptures tell us, God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.